For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Good morning, everybody. Today is Tuesday, October 27th, 2020. We're coming to you live. Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Good morning.
Hello. Yeah, good to see Gio back in Tatooine.
Thank you.
You know what I find really funny? Nobody else is going to find funny, but my wife.
Spanish.
No, I don't find Spanish funny at all. My wife's name is Amanda, and for years, I have been calling her Mando, which is because some kid that she used to work with back when we were dating, Bobby Digital, it was his name, he used to call her Mando. He used to go, yo, Mando. Or he used to actually started calling her Mandy, and then it turned into Mando. And now all the Mandalorian ads are for Mando. And she sent me a thing yesterday. Disney had a big thing, Mando Mondays. I was like, I've been celebrating Mando Mondays for 17 years now.
I got to tell you, even though I don't like the Titans, when the Steelers were playing the Titans, there was a guy dressed up as Mandalorian and had the Titans logo on the helmet and everything. It looked pretty good because it even has like the T in the front. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah. So I just thought that was funny, and God damn it, there was something else I was going to tell
you. I don't like that they say streaming soon. Do we know an actual
date? Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. When does it start?
It starts Friday.
Oh!
The 30th, right?
The 30th, yeah.
All right. Because I kept on hearing it saying streaming soon, and I'm like, well, when soon?
Yeah. That was really good. I hope the second season is good, because I was really disappointed with the second season of... The boys, yeah.
Yeah, me too. It didn't suck, but it wasn't that
great. Right, it wasn't like the first one. You were like, what? This is too much dark, I don't know.
Did you watch the whole thing?
No, I will, though. I haven't finished it yet, but I will.
Yeah, I did.
No, it wasn't bad. I would still recommend it to people, but the first season was amazing. And it's hard to keep up with that for anything.
They're definitely not afraid to show some gory deaths.
Yeah. Well, that's, I guess, what? Seth Rogen does that? Produces that?
Yeah, he's one of the producers.
Yeah, so, I mean, that must be, they say it's a lot like the comic book. They say the comic book's even worse. But they, you know, when you try to keep it to why people liked it in the first place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Spanish, you're still going to insist that's a different shirt today?
No, this is the same shirt as yesterday.
<It is? Okay. laughs>
This one is the same exact one, yeah.
On a side note, you look very clean, your hair looks good, and you still look like you're in good shape and all that
Thank
stuff.
You, I appreciate it. It's not like, you know, I'm going out and doing yard work in these shirts. I just do the show, then I go take it off and put a different shirt on, because then I go work out, and then use it just in the morning.
I gotcha.
And then, because it just, you know, the morning smell reminds me of you guys. So
when you buy those shirts, when you're going to buy them in bulk, why wouldn't you say, give me one blue, one red, one gray? You know, like mix up the colors.
You know, I often think about doing that, but if you ever noticed, which I'm sure you haven't, but the majority of the colors that I wear are black and dark blue, and sometimes
which I don't understand, because that's like a fat guy trick to wear dark colors, and you're not fat anymore. You should be celebrating your body by wearing bright orange.
Yeah, but remember the one time he wore a white shirt?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Evidently, it was awful.
Well, I told him. I texted him. I was like, hey, white's hard to pull off for anybody. Like, you almost have to be an action figure to wear white.
Yeah.
And I texted him. I was like, you might want to go change your shirt. I love you.
Wow.
I'm looking out for him.
I didn't remember that, but way to bring up old wounds, Carmen. Jesus.
I'm just letting you know. Dark on camera, because we're all on camera, so.
Yeah.
We haven't seen camera. The neon pink polo shirt a long time.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's out of rotation.
What about Wednesdays?
No guests, that's why. You should have to wear polo shirts when there's guests on the show, even from home.
Boxers on the bottom, polo up top.
Yeah.
Well, it's Wednesday, I know what I'm wearing.
Uh-huh. Carmen Jean.
Yes.
Last
Good
night.
Morning.
I fell asleep real early last night, and then woke up and couldn't go back to bed. You know why?
I woke up right with you because I saw your post, I think.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So I told you the other day I had this weird condition that happens every year where the back of my head gets really itchy. And it's like not at the top, but like at the sides, like by my ears. It just gets really itchy and flaky, kind of like when you have dandruff. So I've been using dandruff shampoo, and it's still itchy. And I use conditioner all the time. So
you need some of Spanish's Moroccan nut oil.
You're probably right. Damn, you're probably right. So, but I go to Dr. D, because Dr. D has prescribed me this cream. One time, like a couple of years ago, because this happens once a year, and he says it's when the weather changes. And I don't even notice really the weather change, but... One year he had to give me a steroid cream because it just nothing would work. He gave me this cream and I put it on and I was like, no, nothing. Then it's still itchy. And then he gave me a steroid cream and the next day it was cured. So like once a year he has to call me a prescription for this cream. So they don't make it in a cream form though. It's kind of like an oily, it's like his Moroccan nut oil. It's an oil based goop. And
goop. Does not sound
that's goop because pleasant. It feel I have this gross thing where
it's a serum.
I don't like to feel like I don't like to feel olive oil on my hands like when I'm cooking.
Oh yeah, yeah.
If it gets on my hand, like sometimes you have to put oil on the meat and then you have to put spices on the meat. It freaks me out. I would much rather douse the meat in mustard and then have my hands smell like mustard all day than
how are
the
you
oil.
Cooking and don't have a brush.
No, I have a brush, I have gloves, I have all that stuff, but if it gets on my hands, it's great. It freaks me out.
You got to cook with your hands. You got to feel it, man.
I know. So I got the goop yesterday, and before I went to bed, I put it on, and it
your
doesn't
brisket?
Even... No, on the back of my head, my head brisket. And I put it on my head, and it's just, you could feel it traveling through your scalp. It's gross. So it came with a plastic shower cap.
Yeah.
So that you could sleep.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I should probably not destroy the bed. So I put the shower cap on.
Uh-huh. How is that? Every time you move.
Every time you move. And also, whether it was going to stay on, I was having anxiety about it. So I finally, I fell asleep for about an hour, woke up in the next hour. I couldn't sleep anymore. I had to pee. Finally took that stupid thing off my head and then went and laid back down and I could not sleep. And I watched every Karen video there was on TikTok last night. It was, those are my absolute favorites right now. There was a woman who went to the DMV with her boyfriend and insisted that she didn't have to wear a mask. It's a 4-part video. And even the boyfriend's like, I got my mask on. I don't know what she's doing. Like he gives up on her at the end. It's just awful. Then there's the one that the woman was trying to go into Bones and Scones. Did anyone see that?
No.
And they wouldn't let her in, so she called 911.
Ugh. I hope she was arrested.
Well, I think she left before they got there. But then that brought me over to my new favorite one, and that is an abortion clinic in Nebraska.
Oh.
Anybody ever see this?
No.
There's an abortion clinic in Nebraska, and the doctor hires escorts to escort the ladies from the parking lot to the building so that they're not harassed by the religious people.
Not like Craigslist.
No. No, he hired this one woman making the videos, a young woman probably in her late 20s, early 30s, and she's out there she meets them in the parking lot, and then she guides them into the stairwell, and the stairwell plays loud music to drown out the screaming from the religious people on the curb. It's ridiculous. So what she does is she confronts the religious people, and it's a series of videos, and it's just wonderful. So the religious people, they're lunatics. This is why people are always like, how could you defend Scientology? I go, because look at these nutty Christians. The one guy is a doctor, but he's like a doctor of kinetic science or something. He's not really a medical doctor. So that gives him the right to tell women when they pull into the parking lot that he is the doctor. So when they go there and they think that they're seeing a doctor and he goes, hi, I'm doctor, whatever. They go, okay. And he goes, park over here. They bought the building next to the abortion clinic. and they tell people to go there. And then once the women go in there, they harass them about having abortions.
Oh, boy.
And,
what?
Oh, isn't that horrible?
Sounds like good people.
And they stand on the curb, and they have giant pictures of aborted fetuses. So somebody was asking this girl on TikTok, she's like, why do you blur out the pictures of the aborted fetuses? Because you don't want people to see what it's really like. And she goes, no, actually, because those are not really realistic pictures of what it looks like. What you're seeing is most likely botched abortions from other countries. That's what those are. If you Google it, you can find out what those are. And she goes, you know, and she's pretty smart about the whole thing. So they go to the limits of where they could stand and what they can do to harass the people. The cops are out there every weekend. The cops hate them. It's just a mess. But it was interesting to watch. But of course, because I was up, I had to watch every video last night. So now I'm up to like 2 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't sleep last night. That never happens to me. Falling asleep is my superpower.
Yeah.
And for some reason last night, but I did uncover the gem, man. I know Joe shows it a lot, but it's really, I don't ever get to watch it with sound because it's always on Bone TV, but because it's Halloween. Years ago, we did a great thing where we brought these girls in and we painted their butts like jack-o'-lanterns. Remember that, Galvin?
I do.
That was fun. They were nice enough to give us their bare butts, and we took our paints and we made pumpkins on their asses.
There was glitter.
It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And when it was over, I brought Carmen in, and I thanked her for wrangling the girls and getting it all done. But really, that was just a ruse to get her attention. And once I got her attention, Mike Cernak, our engineer, came in dressed like the clown from It. And he just taps Carmen on the shoulder, and she turns and loses her goddamn mind. Oh, it is wonderful.
That was a good scare.
Screams and every Carmen, you're a fun girl to scream.
No.
Like I would scare Dinah. Dinah would go to the bathroom, and I'd hide. And when she'd come out, I'd scare her, and she would just go, oh! Like she would yell at me like a man. Here, it's up on Bone TV right now, if you want to see it.
I hate being scared.
Just taps her on the shoulder. And the first look is scared, the second look is horrified, and then the potty dance that went with it, and you ran out of the hall. It's just great.
Well, the potty dance was because I got tangled in my headphones, mm-hmm. so I couldn't get away.
So you were trapped?
I was trying not to trip and fall, so I'm trying to jump out of my headphones.
Oh, I love it.
And get out of the studio as fast as I can. Oh.
If you want to watch it over and over again with sound, Instagram.com/TheMikeOutTheShow. I watched it several times last night.
The headphones like stretch across the room and then fly off her head.
Yeah.
That real jerk.
It'll be hard to get you again, Carmen, but we got something else planned.
No.
Be on the lookout.
I hate you.
Just saying.
Why?
It'll be Spanish in a blue shirt.
In a white shirt.
No, this entire time we've been setting you up, that cat's actually Mike Cernak.
Yeah.
The cat that you've been taking care of, yeah.
Oh, no.
Eventually he's just going to burst open.
I also saw your videos, Carmen, of you trying on Halloween costumes. Is that new or is that old?
Oh, that's new. I did that this year, but they're like all old Halloween costumes.
Right.
They're costumes that I had. But yeah, the Todd was nice enough to give me a costume this year.
Do you want to tell us what it is since we're not going to see you?
Yeah, it was the witch.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I went and tried on all my other old costumes with my princess and my devil. And the flamingo costume, the onesie, I got that from Walmart last year for $5.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's an extra large. It does not fit me at all. But I was like, for $5 a flamingo onesie, hell yeah, I'm getting this.
Is this the first year we're not doing the Halloween pub crawl?
Yeah.
That stinks.
Yeah. I know, right?
That stinks. That's always a highlight of the year.
Yeah.
We always come up with a theme and everybody dresses up and we go out and drink and then we play with the band. And oh, that stinks this year we're not doing that. Now, what is the deal? Although I've made several attempts, I haven't gone out. Is everything open? Are there a lot of people downtown St. Pete?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There are tons of people downtown St. Pete, especially now. There's Grand Prix over this past weekend.
Oh, God, I hate that thing.
Yeah.
I don't understand the attraction that people got to... I wonder if people really have any interest in the racing, or is it all about being seen at places? That's what I think that thing is. Because the only way I think where I would enjoy the Grand Prix is like I saw Steve Weintraub from the Golden Diamond Tours. He was in some sort of building with a balcony, and it was below. And I thought that I can handle. I would just sit out here and watch them go by.
Yeah,
other than that, like I remember the first year I worked at the Bone, they were like, Patron has a big suite, and they set up a big lounge, and you can go down there. And I was like, yeah, that sounds great. I love Patron. And then I started thinking about it, and I was like, I don't want to go down and you know, 10,000, 20,000 people down there. And it's like, I can sit there and drink tequila with people I don't know. I was like, pass. And I just stayed home. But I don't, maybe it's the crowds I don't like. I don't know.
Yeah, there was a surprising amount of people down there this year. I thought with the whole COVID stuff, it would have been, you know, slowed down. But no, it was pretty packed.
Phase three. Everything's over.
Yeah. Well, I keep hearing we're ready for the dark winter.
Yeah, the people are being very dramatic about the winter, and I'm enjoying it because it's all Game of Thrones references.
Yeah, somebody did send me a video last night on my personal Instagram that was horrifying. It was in New York City, and it was a Trump like parade of cars going by, and it included Rudy Giuliani in a car, which I thought this was pretty funny. People are just standing on the corner screaming at them as the cars go by. And then they get stuck at a light, and some guy walks up to the car, and Rudy's there with the window open, and he's just like, Rudy Giuliani, you're an effing a-hole. And he walks away, and I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. And Rudy's like, okay, thank you. The video goes on to get a lot worse, and it's just a clash between the liberals and the Democrats. I mean, the liberals and the conservatives, and they're fighting and punching women and stealing flags from people's cars, and people are bleeding, and the cops are just standing there because they can't do anything, especially in New York. They're like, oh, we don't know what we can do. Like, we touch these people, we get in trouble. We touch those people, we get in trouble. And they're like just standing there watching it all go down. Yeah, have you seen it in Spanish or no?
Yeah, I did. I watched that one, and then there was the Jewish People for Trump parade, too. I don't know if you saw that.
Of that is mixed in with this.
Man, oh, man. I don't even really know what to say because you would just watch it and you think, you know, there have been peaceful protests or whatever you want to call them for both sides. But whenever they meet up now, it seems like everyone just wants to rip each other's heads off.
They're looking at what Joe's showing. They're literally just sitting there throwing rocks and stuff at the cars.
Yeah.
The cars went by and there are cops lining the streets and people are throwing things at the cars, and the cops can't do anything. They're just staring at them. They're snatching flags off the cars, and look, it was the Democrats who were doing the snatching and the throwing, but then the Republicans were stopping and fighting. So it's both sides, but it's pretty insane. But this is a clip of what I think it's going to look like next Wednesday. No matter who wins, no matter who wins, it's going to be crazy drama like this.
Well, I know in D.C. they're like businesses are boarding up the windows and stuff now, like a hurricane's coming.
Isn't that crazy? You'd think it was just, I remember growing up, it was just you board up for a hurricane. Now you got to board up for presidential elections.
No, that's absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
Absolutely
I'm
nuts.
Just glad you took me to Shark Coast Tactical last week or a couple weeks ago, and now I'm ready to go. So
I'm going on Thursday.
And Pap has the lock off his gun.
Yeah.
I feel so much safer.
Out. No one's safe. Because
do you know what a process that was, Galvin? To get that lock off the gun, because Papa had it for like a year, couldn't get it off. You know how long it took him to get it off?
Yeah, there? Didn't you say he just was like, yeah, here you go.
Yeah, about 30 seconds.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Came back out and they were like, it's already done.
Yeah, because they came right behind our house the last time they were marching in downtown St. Pete, like literally in that alley right behind our house.
Might be the first night I invite you guys to stay here.
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, I wouldn't say it was scary because I didn't really feel in danger of my life because it wasn't, you know, rowdy at that point. But it was definitely interesting to know that it was just, you know, they were just a rickety fence away from being in our place.
I'd be like Wolverines and setting up all kind of different traps and stuff.
Yeah.
Here's my whole deal. You know, if who I voted for wins on Tuesday, okay. If who I voted for loses on Tuesday, okay.
Yeah.
Same way it's been for the rest of time.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that's America. Peaceful transfer of power, and what happens, happens. That's how it is. I don't.
Yeah, for rational humans.
Yeah.
Not for, I'm going to eat your sign. And and if you're wearing a hat, I'm called, intimidation. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, just lunatics.
Yeah. I have a feeling a lot of people are going to end up, this is going to be one of those things where they refer to it as the November 38, like the 38 people that were killed in November of 2020. Yeah, I hope not too. I just have a weird feeling.
Yeah,
I bought I bought a hat, a Pizza Planet hat, and it's red with white lettering.
You know what's so funny? I saw you wearing that the other day in your Instagram thing, and I go, I bet you she's gonna get garbage about that because people are gonna be like, oh, red hat.
Yeah, well, so that's what I thought after the fact, and I was like, oh,
what is Pizza Planet?
It's from Toy Story.
Toy Story? Okay.
Yeah. So it was $10 on Amazon. It was just one of those things that came up. I was like, yeah, I'll get it. So I wore it and I took a picture and I was like, I bet so many people are going to comment. So that's why I made another video with you can where you can actually see what it is.
Maybe it's like Spanish has that Tampa shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So ridiculous. And it's not even red. It's a black shirt with white writing. It's just Tampa strength. But people, some old woman yelled at me
shirt.
In Publix. Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. And I'll never wear white again.
I would have swept welcome. Her. Legs. It says Tampa, dummy.
Dude, Galvin, it took me by such surprise because at first I thought she was yelling at somebody else. And then by the time I realized it was me who she's yelling and pointing her finger at, I was like, what is going
Wouldn't
on?
Wouldn't it be great if you were wrong and she just didn't like Tampa strength?
They're lovely people.
Strength,
I don't
know so much better.
Yeah.
Some people enjoy this, some people won't. But Gio reached out to the Biden campaign because he is coming to town again. He has Tampa on his list for next week and did not get a return response at all from the Biden camp about having Vice President Biden or someone from his camp on the air with us, which we are most interested in. And we did get an offer yesterday to have Eric Trump on the show for the first time. So in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll talk to Eric Trump today. And you could like that or you can hate it. Somebody said, hey, look, I like your show, but when you have the Republicans on, I tune out. That's fine. Just come back. Give it 12 minutes and come back. That's where you get the max you're going to get out of that interview. So that's happening today in the 9 o'clock hour. Also, Ask the Dom is here. He'll be taking your legal calls. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We will take a quick break. It's the Mike Caltas Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to the Mike Caltas Show.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.